96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is a Medical Monday edition of the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're taking a look at diseases of the large intestine. My guest is Dr. Anjasam Kebreb. He is assistant professor at the Howard University College of Medicine. Lines are open. If you have a question about diseases related to the large intestine, specifically Crohn's disease or colitis disease, please give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Kebreb, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this because I found it really interesting when we decided to do this program. This is something that a lot of people don't often talk about. I know that in previous jobs that I've had, one of my news directors had his wife had Crohn's disease, and I said, "Well, my goodness, what is that?" And he says it has to do with bowels and all kinds of really difficult situations. And at that point, I remember having so many questions. Let's just kind of take this one at a time. Crohn's disease, what is that? Is that the same thing as irritable bowel disease, or is that something completely different?
Thank you for having me.
Sure, Harold. Absolutely.
Crohn's disease, or there are two types in general, what we call inflammatory bowel disease as a group. These are Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Crohn's disease actually affects the whole GI tract, starting from the mouth to the anus.
Really?
Dominantly, it may affect the end of the ileum or the small intestine part and the beginning of the large intestine, about 45 to 50%. One-third of them only affects the colon, and about one-third affects only the small bowel. A smaller percentage on the stomach, but it can affect from mouth to anus, the whole GI tract. This is the type of inflammation we call transmural. That's a technical nomenclature. What it means is it affects the whole layers of the colon and the GI system.
And when you say it affects it, in what way?
Exactly. So that's a very good point. It affects, this is inflammatory, this is inflammation. So the inflammation goes through from the inner lining to the outer layer of our GI system.
So you're talking about the entire intestine.
The entire intestine. When we put this one into comparison to ulcerative colitis, colitis by its name, it means it affects only the colon. Dominantly the colon. So the Crohn's disease comes from the mouth to the anus. Actually, both of them can have extra intestinal or outside intestinal symptoms as well.
Now, when you say outside intestinal symptoms, such as what?
Such as they can affect our joints, they can affect the eye, they can affect the skin.
How?
Very good. So I'm going to come back to the main extra intestinal manifestations, but let me just finish with the Crohn's,
right here,
so this Crohn's, it affects the whole layers from the inner lining, innermost lining to the outer layer. We do have four or five layers in our intestine, whereas the colon affects only ulcerative colitis affects only the colon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main differences of these two is, in addition to ulcerative colitis affecting only the colon, it affects only the inner lining, the innermost lining. whereas Crohn's disease affects all the layers.
Okay.
And this has implications into a long term, because on remodeling, we call it, when they inflame, heal, with time, complication of narrowing, blockage, stricture is more common in Crohn's compared to ulcerative colitis.
It sounds painful, and I know that, having spoken to others over the past several years, that it is at least uncomfortable. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. This is a serious disease. It's very painful. It may depend on the stage of the disease, but this is a chronic inflammatory disease.
Let me go to the phone lines. We've got some folks on the line that want more information about this. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, this is our Medical Monday segment, and we are talking about diseases related to the large intestine, Crohn's and colitis disease. Let's go to Yolanda, calling from Upper Marlboro. Yolanda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you. My husband in his 50s has contracted C. diff colitis, and it's very resistant to treatment. We've done multiple antibiotic rounds, several visits to the hospital within the last 6 months. And how do we get it under control? What are we looking at prognosis-wise?
Excellent. Thank you very much for your question, Yolanda. So ulcerative colitis, as tried to mention earlier, this is a chronic inflammatory disease, and probably we're going to come more on the treatment. But to focus on the questions you asked, there are different type of medications.
We have a doctor in the studio, and so certainly they get calls every now and then. Please continue, doctor.
Yeah, different type of modalities of treatment we have. I may need to ask, or if your husband is my patient, I will ask the duration of the disease, what symptoms they have, what medications he's taking, what medication he was taking, and prior complications. And the follow-up, is it multidisciplinary approach? Is he visiting his primary care only, or the GI? But to come to a specific point, as you mentioned, if there is a stricturing, I'm sure if he visits his GI, they will do an imaging study. We call them, it could be a CAT scan, it could be MRI, it could be an X-ray, depending on exactly the situation at that particular time.
Well, Yolanda, let me ask quickly, what has he had done? Was he recently diagnosed with this?
Yes, back in December. It's post-op, having several surgeries, and the surgery site got infected and split open, and they gave him antibiotics to treat the infection, and he developed the C. diff from that, which has really impacted his quality of life.
Okay. She said that, and if I heard her correctly, there was a post-operative operation complication.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's an infection because there was a bursting or tearing or rupture of the intestine. Is that correct?
Well, the infection set in, they gave him antibiotics to treat the infection.
I see.
And then from the use of the antibiotics, they are perceiving that he developed C. diff.
Well, hold on. I need to take a break. I'm going to allow the doctor to answer your question on the other side of this break. We're talking about Crohn's and colitis disease, large intestine diseases. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141 on this Medical Monday edition of the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. I'm here with Dr. Anjasam Kabreb. He is assistant professor at the Howard University College of Medicine. We're talking about Crohn's and colitis disease, intestinal diseases. We had Yolanda on the phone. She wants more information about what has happened to her husband. Please continue.
Yes, so part of probably I may need to know a little bit more detail, but to focus on the questions you mentioned, there is a potential risk of having multiple surgeries in this type of disease. And as you mentioned, when you use multiple different type of antibiotics, not only in Crohn's and ulcerative, but in other diseases, C. diff can happen. C. diff is Clostridium difficile type of infection.
And what is it now? It's called C. diff?
C. diff in short, C. dot difficile or okay. Clostridium difficile. This is common in hospitals because of the widespread use of antibiotics. It's not particular for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease.
So what long term, because she's obviously concerned about his health and welfare, where do they go from here?
Yeah, so if there is a particular issue which they need to address with surgery, that is an option. As I mentioned earlier, there are different modalities of medication. Did he try the biologics therapy? Did he try immunomodulators? This should be a detailed part of the history there. But surgical and medical, this is a multidisciplinary approach of therapy.
Well, Yolanda, I would certainly recommend that you stay close to your physicians and ask hard questions, because obviously you are concerned about your husband's health, welfare, and his quality of life. And certainly those hard questions sometimes will provide some clarity. But thank you so much for your phone call, and certainly good health to your husband. Quickly, let me go to Denise calling from Laurel. Denise, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I recently lost my brother to inoperative surgery he was having. He had a hole in his bowel, and they were saying that his intestines were destroyed. I don't know. I didn't quite understand what that they meant by that. Mm-hmm. Any clarity the doctor can give on that?
What did he have, Crohn's or colitis disease, or do you know what the specific diagnosis was?
We didn't have any diagnosis. He initially had other issues, medical issues, like he had liver issues and diabetes. That's all we knew of. But when he recently went to the hospital, it was because he had passed some stools with blood in it.
Mm-hmm.
Had not ever had a colonoscopy or anything. He's 54.
Okay.
So I didn't know if something that would have been caught if somebody had a colonoscopy done or.
Well, hold on to that point. I need to take yet another break, but we will answer your phone call. Please do not hang up. That also includes Don in Woodbridge, Virginia, Jack in Temple Hills, and Mildred in Silver Spring. We are talking about Crohn's and colitis disease. We will answer your questions after the break, and you will be able to hear the program. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back with this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.